Well, welcome to it. This is episode 5 of the Nash Country Cooks Podcast. The Nash Country Cooks Podcast. You know what? It doesn't get any more country than the innards of South Carolina. If you're ever in the Myrtle Beach area, actually, this isn't even very close to Myrtle Beach. Hemingway, South Carolina, the home of real country. Doesn't get more country than Hemingway, South Carolina. And today our guest is from the world-famous Scott's Barbecue. At least it's famous in my book. So sometimes on this podcast, we're going to actually be talking to country singers, but also we can delve into real country food. And again, nothing's more country than whole hog cooking with Rodney Scott of Hemingway's Scott's Barbecue. We'll start chatting with him in just a second. If you want to find out more about the podcast, it's NashFM969.com. My name is Bill West. Also, I run BarbecueTricks.com. Just put out a book where we talk in depth with Rodney Scott. A different interview in the book, The Barbecue Blueprint, out by the time you hear this, everywhere on Amazon and at BarbecueTricks.com. So without any further ado, let's check in with Rodney. Mr. Scott, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
How much Rodney is world renowned in the world of whole hog barbecue pit cooking, and his store in Hemingway, South Carolina, which I love, is, I would say, how long did it take you to drive here? Hour and 15 minutes?
About an hour and 40 minutes.
Depends how fast you drive, yeah. Right? Definitely worth a Saturday morning road trip, not only because of the pork, but you also do a mean, what was it, ribeye?
Yeah, we do the ribeyes on Saturdays. A little something I came up with.
Something special. Have you ever done a book?
Never done a book.
So you just have been on all these barbecue shows. What's all the national TV exposure you got?
Well, we've been featured on CBS Sunday Morning. We've done Anthony Bourdain, Andrew Zimmern's show. We've done Kimberly Simply Southern. We've done Man Fire Food. Those are the ones that I know about.
Yeah.
There have been several little spots that we've appeared on, like Barbecue Paradise or a little something like that.
They roll in and do it. And
yeah, they just kind of give you a quick glance of Scott's Barbecue and other barbecue pit masters.
So in what are your hours over there at the store?
Our hours in Scott's Barbecue, we're open Wednesday from 9:30 till 6. And then we're open Thursday, Friday, Saturday from 9:30 until about 8 o'clock.
See, that's what I love about that's the dream. You do actually even sometimes it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday hours. Yeah. I'm like, that's a great barbecue. That's a great life. But there's more to it than just those hours because y'all are cooking and prepping. What's that part of it look like?
Oh my God, prepping is pretty tough. You have to start cutting wood to carry you throughout the week. You have to clean the pits every week. Just getting all of the hog count together and everything, preparing. It's pretty physical, both preparing as well as cooking, because everything's done manually the way that we do it. And it starts as early as Tuesday morning, getting ready for Wednesday.
Does the wood come to you chopped?
No.
You don't do that anymore, right?
Or
do
you? Well, I rarely get a chance to go and cut wood, but the guys that still work with us, they cut most of the wood now, and they cut it, bring it in, chop it, and kind of keep the yard stocked up.
Well, I made a visit a couple weeks back and did some video. Just the burn barrel you have, it looks like it's melting under the heat. So that gets pretty intense, right?
That heat is very intense. We get a lot of visitors in the wintertime, yeah. Especially when it's freezing.
That's where people hang out?
Yeah, that's the hangout spot, free heat. You just stand around and it's comfortable.
This podcast I started a couple weeks back, it's about country music, country cooking, so country food, which I don't know that you get more country than Hemingway, South Carolina, right?
Oh man, it's pretty rural out there.
How would you define country cooking?
Country
or
cooking.
Country kitchen.
Country cooking, in my opinion, is basically what you had around the farm or what you had available in your area. You would pretty much take. For example, you would take a whole hog that you've been raising for a while and you would barbecue that later on, maybe around harvest season, garden foods that you grew. You know, that's my opinion of country cooking.
Yeah.
Basically everything that's around the house that was in the immediate area that you had to work with.
And these days you talk about, it almost sounds like farm to table kind of thing, right?
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Which I guess South Carolina has been pioneers with that, with Sean Brock is
Sean Brock,
a friend and fan of yours, right?
Yeah. Great friend. Great guy.
When it comes to sourcing hogs and the things that you do, how hard is that to, to try and get local and or organic? You know, what's going on in that world? Because everybody's talking organic, and probably I would guess the barbecue world is probably later in the game, maybe, on paying attention to that sort of thing.
Well, we try to keep a little focus on it ourselves because, there's one farmer that we dealt with for years, and because we weren't able to go to the next farmer, so to speak, to move up.
Yeah.
That left us to deal with this old school guy that still fed his hogs by hand, that was still doing things the way that he used to do way back. And it benefits now because he has the most consistent when it comes to the yield of meat per hog, the flavor, the growth. I mean, his hogs come to me pretty healthy all the time, and he's the only guy that I deal with.
How much difference is there? I grew up in Chicago, and to me, when I have a baby back rib or slab of baby back ribs that I remember in Chicago or spare ribs, it almost seems like a different animal to me, because I thought the bones up when I was growing up were more spindly, for lack of a better term, and they seem maybe bigger bone down here in the South. Is that just the different breeds and where you get them?
It can be breeds. And it also can be the age of the hog. Sometimes the older the hog is, the longer the bone or the bigger the bone. And it's usually a little tougher.
Okay.
But again, it's the breeds. All depends on which ones you get. A lot of times you get a nice, like the Mangalisa cross with the Berkshire. He tends to grow pretty good. He's tender, juicy, cooks real well. I cooked one just a few weeks ago and it came out awesome.
Well, tell me about those hogs, because that's something I'm learning. I've obviously heard of Berkshire hogs.
We're all still learning.
Yeah.
But from what I know, that Mangalisa is pretty much a bigger hog and more hairy.
Okay.
Kind of like a woolly pig. And he tends to grow a lot of intermuscular meat, which is more looking like a steak than pork when it's raw.
Okay.
And he cooks totally different than what you would see here grown just in the South. More of a heritage bred hog.
Okay.
More purebred.
And all that's becoming more talked about these days. And
more
you can
talked
get the
about.
Information these days, because we have the internet now and we can all look this stuff
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
Your dad started the business, right?
My dad started the business, yes.
Was he doing whole hog?
He was doing whole hog. Whole hog was all we knew. We did the whole hogs from start to current date, and that's the only thing I ever knew. And when it came to cooking shoulders and quarters and halves, that was a whole new ball game for me because I was so used to cooking whole hogs.
So is it, part of me says, you'd think doing whole hog would be the most economical. You just get the whole thing there. But I've heard, no, really, you buy Boston butts or hams and you can pack more on a grill. You can ship more. What's the reality? Is it more efficient to do a whole hog?
In my opinion, flavor-wise, it's more efficient to do the whole hog. Of course, you can get a little more meat with the butts, but there's something that I've noticed about cooking a whole hog. Somewhere in that backbone area, that flavor comes out of those backbones when it's all joined together.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a little different than it is with just a butt by itself or with just a half of a hog split down the middle even. It's a big difference when you
really?
Keep the whole hog together. Yeah, it's amazing. It sounds crazy, but I've come to notice it in the last few years that when you got it all together, it tastes a whole lot different.
And you do the thing, I was watching you the other day, kind of mixing things up as you go and adding the sauce.
Oh, yeah.
And I think there's something to that as well, just paying attention to it. But I remember you saying the bone in, cooking like that.
Yeah.
And we've all heard that before, like steak, bone in, there's something that it
different
that it gives it. And I'm sure the spine that's in there, there's a lot of surface area on
yes.
all down that backbone. But even you think when you have a half a hog, it's different.
It's still different. It's still a little different. The flavor is still good. But someone who eats hogs as much as I do would kind of notice the difference in the hog cooked in half versus him butterflied.
Okay.
Butterflied being just split down the spine, not completely apart.
And no doubt, I think the flavor, when you go whole hog, there's just nothing like it. The easy argument with that would be, of course, because you got ribs in there, you've got the pork tenderloin, and when you buy a whole hog, you're paying for the ribs too.
Oh yeah.
So in that regard, if somebody's just doing a pulled pork barbecue, they would probably save money just by doing butts and shoulders.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So when you get Scott's barbecue, you're getting all the great, you're getting the bacon in there and everything, which just
everything.
Makes it all just taste great. Have you ever done a commercial sauce? Like, I know you sell it out of the store, but mass marketed?
We've never done a commercial sauce. No, never. There is a sauce out there with Scott's name on it, but that is not us.
Yeah.
The only sauce that we sell is right there at the store.
Your sauce, the Scott's that I see, it's like, because I asked you the same thing. I saw a yellow, red label out of North Carolina.
Yes.
In fact, the news guy just popped his head and said, oh, I love that sauce. And that sauce is great, and it's a good low-carb thing. Your sauce is similar, but describe your sauce.
Our sauce is vinegar and pepper-based, of course. Same as that sauce, but we don't have quite as many ingredients as the Scott's barbecue sauce with the red and yellow label. And the ingredients that we have is not more of just dumped in, but there's a technique to the way that we make our sauce. Like, there's a certain point when you add this to that. Uh-huh. I'm not going to tell you exactly what it is, but you know, when you add it all together, it gives it a different flavor. Okay. So it's basically somewhat of the same ingredients, but less ingredients than the red and white, red and yellow label, but totally different flavor.
And people can come by the store in Hemingway and pick up a gallon or half gallon, I think. I saw in there. Is that something you want to do down the road, do a commercial sauce, or is it even worried about that?
It's still a thought. I mean, I would love for everybody to be able to get their hands on it. All the same time, I'd love for everybody to come out and see what we do, how we do it, and enjoy the experience of visiting a rural barbecue spot out in the country and kind of see what it was like to see us as we grew up in the country, cooking whole hogs, eating pork. And then you get to buy your sauce and your pork all at the same time, get an experience and go back.
Yeah. Do a lot of people take a tour, or is that just whoever asks?
Man, quite a few people come through wanting to walk through the pits. And of course, I walk them through.
You don't mind?
I don't mind. I don't mind at all.
That's a great experience. And actually, I saw the article in the newspaper 6 months ago, Charleston paper, about it being a whole new pit. It is like space-aged greenhouse meets smokehouse.
Yes.
What happened to the old smokehouse, and who designed this new thing, and how's it been working?
Well, the old smokehouse was made out of cinder block. There were 3 feet of cinder block, and the rest was wood. And the insides were made out of a metal and FRP material, and we had a fire. Pit fire led to the whole building catching and burning, and we had to rebuild. And before we rebuilt, we consulted with some good friends, one of them being Reggie Gibson. Okay. And he designed the new barbecue pit that you see now.
Any regrets? Anything you could change at this point?
No regrets. None at all. I mean, I appreciate the pits itself. It's different. It's a lot cooler, a lot more spacious. It's great to work in. And it has a sound system.
Yeah. You go, if you, on a certain morning, do you have to deal with noise ordinance out there?
No.
You were rocking and rolling when I was.
Yes.
I said I heard Clarence Carter stroking.
Gotta be stroking.
You ever have any plans to open up another location?
Yes, definitely. Definitely want to open up another location. Being very cautious about where I go and what I want to do and how I want to do it. I would like to do it the same way that I do it in Hemingway. Of course, my first choice is still Charleston.
Yeah, right. Somewhere, would you look downtown or would you look on the outskirts?
Wow. Kind of torn. I love it downtown. And, you know, there was one thought of having a rural feel to it, even in the city.
Yeah.
Where there's a little trip, but not too far. So it's kind of in between that right now.
All right. Y'all heard it here. Of all the big chains, what would you recommend? Who does really good barbecue on a large scale?
Really good barbecue on a large scale? Jim and Nick's Barbecue and Nick's Barbecue.
Yeah.
I don't see them as a chain. I see them as a family.
And you know those guys, right?
I know those guys very well.
They certainly do it right.
Yeah.
You know, I always said that if you don't smell smoke when you go by, there's an issue. And you definitely...
Something's wrong.
You smell smoke there. And actually, there's a lot of guys in town that do it the right way. Once you get out of South Carolina, though... It
gets a little different.
Yeah.
It gets a little different.
All the... Of the greatest barbecue joints across the country, what would you say, what are in the top five?
Wow. Of course, I just mentioned Jim and Nick's, Sam Jones over in North Carolina, Winterville, North Carolina. Great friend of mine. You got Pat Martin over in Tennessee. You got 4505 out in San Francisco. Those guys are great.
Are they doing... Hog? Or are they doing their own thing?
They're all doing hogs. You got Peg Leg Porker over there in Nashville as well.
There's probably only a handful of people that are doing whole hog, though, right? I mean, here, I guess probably Sweatman's. I guess they're doing whole hog.
I think Sweatman's is still doing whole hogs
around here, of course. Yeah, but really not that many.
Yeah, when you leave the Southeast, it tends to kind of get a little smaller, as far as. You know, whole hogs go from my travels.
Yeah.
You know, if they're out there, they're hidden. And I'd love to find them and see what they're doing and enjoy somebody else's barbecue as well. But I have no idea who's all doing whole hogs other than in the Southeast.
All right. I'll wrap it up here. I'm going to ask you, first of all, we brought the Heinz. This is, you mentioned Sam.
Sam Jones. Sam Jones.
Had you seen this before?
I've seen it online. I've seen a couple of pictures. And Sam Jones is a great guy, very funny guy. Another guy that's very into music, I am.
He's into the classic country.
Yeah, he's mostly in the classic country.
So we'll get Sam on at some point. We need to talk to him about some country music.
He loves Sam Jones. He teaches me country music.
And we mentioned, I'm holding my hand, Heinz has got, they had like a four-pack of four different sauces that were endorsed by regional guys, and the Carolina Vinegar Style Tangy was Sam Jones's. He's the partner there, so.
Yes.
Kind of cool. All right, so real quick questions. I'm going to try and do rapid fire. I have a feeling I know that I'm going to get, we're going to go down a rabbit trail here. Where would you say the best place to get a hot dog is?
Wow. Best place to get a hot dog. My favorite hot dog that I've had. Yeah. Out in the country in Pleasant Hill, there's a little store called W.T. Owens. It's about 8 miles from my place in Hemingway.
Okay.
I will drive all the way out there just to get a hot dog.
Good answer. Favorite cheese?
Favorite cheese. A lot of folks in my area call it hook cheese, which is basically a sharp cheddar. It's sold in a round wooden case, and it has a red rag around it. That's how it's recognized in my area, is a red rag.
Huh.
And I'd have to say sharp cheddar.
Sharp cheddar. And lastly, your favorite chef. You got a favorite TV chef or real life, real world chef?
Man, it's so many. There's so many favorite cooks out there, friends, chefs. Man, that's a toss up.
You've kind of seen them all.
I've seen quite a few, and you know, there's quite a few that I know. Guys from New Orleans, Don Link, Steven, Ryan, these guys out of Herb Saint and Pesh down there. Nick Bahakis. Great guy.
That's Jim and Nick's, right?
That's Jim and Nick's, you know, barbecue as well as some of his even Greek dishes, you know, amazing. Oh, man, the list can go on and on. Sean Brock, Mike Lotta, all of these guys.
These guys right downtown, right?
Yeah, these guys right around town, they're just great. If I go to your spot more than once, I like your food.
And then finally, what's on your playlist? In the smokehouse.
Wow. My playlist in the smokehouse ranges from Clarence Carter to Michael Jackson, a lot of old school hip hop with Run DMC, you know, Big Daddy Kane, Fat Boys, a lot of Anthony Hamilton. Oh, nice. One of my favorite artists, Anthony Hamilton. You may hear Kim. And then there's another list that I have. You may hear Smokey and the Bandit's theme song by Jerry Reed.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you'll hear Conway Twitty.
Favorite country song was?
Oh, man, I have to say The Gambler.
Oh, okay.
The Gambler. The Gambler would have to be one of my favorites, but Johnny Cash. Yeah, oh, yeah. My God, Johnny Cash.
And your favorite, you said you kind of know some of the Rucker
oh, yeah.
fam, but you said... Wagon Wheel from...
Yeah. Darius Rucker, Wagon Wheel, as well as the song with Lionel Richie that he did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's the title of the song?
Was it Stuck on You?
Stuck on You.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a good one, too.
Yep. That one as well.
Man, I appreciate you giving us some of your time.
And, my pleasure.
It's Scott's Barbecue, Hemingway, South Carolina. If you're ever running through, you need to get that mail order business going.
Oh, man. I'm working
like,
on it.
Like people do the, I know the guys at Rendezvous in Memphis, they do a crazy business like that.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, they probably have they've got the FedEx hub right there in their backyard.
Yeah, they got everything over there. All the FedEx planes are in Memphis.
But go stop by and see Rodney Scott in Hemingway, South Carolina, and keep an eye out for him all over the place. How do people get hold of you if they want to find out more about all the stuff you got going?
If you want to find out everything, I'm on Twitter at Rodney Scott BBQ. I am on Facebook, Scott's Barbecue. You can also reach out to me. Hey, call the shop. Area code 843-558-0134. Basically how you'll find me.
You're there running things.
I'm doing the best I can.
Rodney Scott, bud, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Hey, that's a wrap for me. It's Bill West, BarbecueTricks.com, also NashFM969.com. If you want to find out more about us, also, I got to thank the crew over at NashCountryDaily.com for sharing out the podcast. Make sure you subscribe there. Jump online to iTunes or Audioboom and make a comment, make a rating, and follow us. It definitely helps spread the word about all the good country music. Plus, I'm taking some select reviewers and rewarding you with some music and things like that. More about me, jump over to my website, barbecuetricks.com. I just released a book called The Barbecue Blueprint. I would love for you to check that out. And if you don't want to take the plunge and purchase that book just yet, I've got a freebie there, which is a free book called Barbecue Sauces and Sides, just for checking in. Would love to give that to you. Thanks again to Rodney Scott, Hemingway's Scott's Barbecue. If you're ever in the area out there in the whole state of South Carolina, make a run up the road and see Rodney for the best whole hog that you will ever find. And also, by the way, the Barbecue Blueprint book, I chat more in depth with how Rodney cooks his whole hogs. I'm going to leave you with the last words today from the late, great actor Humphrey Bogart, who once said, quote, "A hot dog at the ball game beats roast beef at the Ritz."